Ephesians 6 and verse number 10. Ephesians 6:10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank You for everything that You've done. Thank You for allowing us to be in Your house this morning, dear Lord. Thank You for, dear Lord, the ability and the strengths that we do have, dear Lord, to get up, dear Lord, to go places, to do things, to go to work, dear Lord, like we even talked about this morning, dear Lord. And dear Father, I pray that You'd, dear Lord, bless those that are out sick this morning, this morning, that You touch their bodies, help them to get to feeling better. Those that are traveling, dear Lord, vacation and other things, I pray that You give them safety, protect them, dear Lord. And I pray You bring us back all together next week, dear Lord, together, everybody better and well, dear Father, and safe. And dear Lord, as we open up Your word this morning together, those of us that are here, dear Lord, we know that You're here with us, dear Lord, as was mentioned earlier, dear Lord, that You've got something for us this morning from Your word. Dear Lord, You've given me a message this morning, dear Lord. I pray that You'd help me this morning, that You'd anoint me, fill me for Your Holy Spirit, dear Lord. And I pray You'd speak, dear Lord, Your word to Your people's heart this morning and to my heart. And dear Lord, just do what needs to be done in our lives today. Help us, I pray. And thank You for all that You've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Here in verse number 10, he says, "Finally, my brethren." So we see here that he's talking to the believers. Amen. As he says, the brethren, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." I thank the Lord this morning that through Him we've got strength. Amen. And we can be strong in the Lord and the power of, I like those last two words there, that verse, His might. Amen. That it's His might and His power that gives us the strength. Amen. And he's telling them here, be strong in the Lord, as he's winding up, if you will, the book of Ephesians. And then in verse 11, he says, "Put on the whole armor of God." Amen. "That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Notice he tells them to put on what part of the armor? The whole armor. Amen. That's important. You need to have the whole armor of God on this morning. And here's why it's important to have the whole armor on. "That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." In other words, if you've got the whole armor on, what'll happen? You'll be able to stand. Amen. Against those wiles, or as the old time black preacher said, I've heard several people say, the willies, amen, of the devil, amen. And when I think about and I see the wiles or the willies, that brought to my mind an old cartoon character. Any of y'all? The wiles of the devil? Wile E. Coyote, amen. And he was always getting into some wily thing, amen, or willy thing, amen. And I think about, you know, trying to be sneaky and all those types of different things. And I thought about, boy, the devil's the same way, just like that old wily coyote, amen. And you think about, the devil does the same thing. And you think about here, he said, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. If we're going to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, we got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might and have the whole armor on, amen. In verse 12, he said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." He said, hey, you need to have this whole armor on, he said, because there's going to be some battles you're going to face. Amen. There's going to be some things you're going to wrestle with as a believer, as a Christian. He said, and our battle is not against another person. Amen. That's what the flesh and blood is referring to. Oftentimes we think, well, my battle's with my boss man, or my battle's with my coworker, or my battle's with somebody in the family, or whatever have you, whoever, whatever that person is. They're the ones causing me trouble. And they may be, but the ones behind, we got to see what's behind that a lot of times. Amen. And a lot of times the devil will use people and use things, won't he, to cause battles and things. And here it said, our battle's not against flesh and blood. It's not that person. But it's against principalities. Amen. Against powers. Against the rulers of darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we could spend time breaking all those down. And they're talking about different aspects of different things. But sum it all up to say this. It's our battle is against the devil and his forces and his things. Amen. It's a spiritual battle, not a physical battle, like when we went to Iraq or someplace like that, right? Or even Japan and World War, and some of that was mentioned this morning. That's not the same type of battle that we face. Amen. Our battle is a spiritual battle, the Bible says, against spiritual wickedness, it says at the end, in high places. Amen. That's the battle that we face as believers. Then he says in verse 13, wherefore? In other words, because of the battle that you face, because of the wiles of the devil that you're going to have, because of that, you need to, he repeats kind of the same thing again that he said in verse number 10, but look, expounds a little bit more. He says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. The same thing he said back in verse 10. In verse 10 he said, put on the armor of God. Then in verse 13 he says, take unto you the whole armor of God. In other words, we put all this together and he says, take the armor of God and put it on. Amen. Take the armor of God and put it on that you may be able, he says in verse 13, to withstand in the evil day. The same thing he said in verse number 11, that ye may be able to what? Stand. In other words, if we're going to stand and withstand the attacks of the enemy, we've got to take and put on the whole armor of God. Amen. If we're going to withstand those attacks and stand against those attacks, we've got to put on the whole armor of God. Then he says at the end of verse 13, in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore. We'll go on to the rest of it here in just a second. So in other words, we see today clearly that we as believers, there's some things that we need to put on. Amen. There's some things we need to wear. Usually a lot of times the title of the message is simple this morning. What are you wearing? Have you ever had anybody look at you before and say, what in the world are you wearing? We've all had that at some point, right? Somebody usually looks at you and they say, what are you wearing? Usually that's not a good thing, is it, Diane? Usually when somebody looks at you, oh, I see some eyes. I better go this direction. Usually when somebody looks at you, Miss Maria, right, and says, what are you wearing? I don't know if Tom's ever said that or not. I better leave that one alone. Apparently Gary has. But what are you wearing? What is that? Where did you get that from, right? You know? And you think, what in the West Coast would you say sometimes when I see food on the table, right? What is that? You know? But anyway, I done that with Kelly a little bit here lately. She's been getting these little recipe things from Terry and this health stuff. And I looked at it the other night and I said, what is that?
That's what you got for supper.
But you know what? I tasted it, and I didn't mean it in a derogatory term. I really didn't. I just couldn't tell, Brother Tom. I couldn't tell. And I tasted it, and I said, that's pretty good. What's in that stuff? You know? And I did that the other night again. I said, what is this? You know? But anyway, but it was good again. But I didn't know exactly what it was. I had some guesses, but I wasn't quite sure. But anyway, one of them wound up being squash that she had taken and run through this thing and was stringy and all this stuff. But it was good. It had cheese all over it and all this other stuff. And so I couldn't knock it. It was good. But I'm just saying to say sometimes people look at you and say, what in the world are you wearing? What is that? And then sometimes people might say it in a different tone, what are you wearing? In other words, where did you get that at, right? I want that same outfit, you know, type of thing. But you think about this morning, that's the title of the message, what are you wearing? We as believers, we need to keep that thought in our minds, amen? What are we wearing? I ask you this morning, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? I'm not talking about shorts and pants and dresses and none of that. I'm talking about a spiritual thing, amen? What are you wearing this morning? What are you wearing? You think about today, here the Bible said in verse 11 and verse 13, it tells us that we're to take and to put on and to wear and to have on the whole armor of God. Amen. You ever took and went out of the house before and you have part of your attire clothes missing that you meant to wear? Anybody ever done that? I remember, I'll give you an example. When right after I first come here a few times to the church, it hadn't been long, Brother Gary. And this was when the old Walmart, you know, was still here when we first started coming. And I don't remember if I had ever been in that Walmart. But anyway, it was right before church, and I realized right before we got here, I can make confession now, it's almost 10 years later. But I realized, right before I got here, I looked down, I said, oh no, I had forgot my belt. And the pants was a little loose back then, 10 years ago, Brother Gary, and I needed a belt. So we went down to Walmart, and I bought a brand new belt so I'd have one for church that night. You ever done that? I've taken and I forgot a tie before. One time I went down to Walmart and bought a tie. I did that because I wasn't driving all the way back to York to get a tie. I went and bought a tie. Amen. You forgot something. And then I have forgot my suit jacket one time or two. That's happened too. Sometimes we forget, amen, the certain things. And sometimes the same thing is true spiritually, ain't it? We don't take unto us the whole armor of God like we ought to every day. Amen. This is a daily thing, by the way. Really, it's more than a daily. It's a constant moment by moment type thing. Amen. To make sure that we have the whole armor of God put on. Amen. You think about here, he said, the purpose of this armor is that we can stand. Amen. And withstand. And especially what he said in verse 13, withstand in the evil day. Amen. May I say, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in a minute, but the days that we're living in, they're evil days. Amen. If we can't say amen on nothing else, we all ought to be able to say amen to that one. Amen. We're living in evil days, in wicked times in this world that we live in. You know, I was reading this past week on my phone, and y'all know more about this than I do, so I'm not going to get into too many details about it, but I was reading about the girl, I think it was in Ohio, that was a cheerleader. And she took and buried the baby in the backyard and wound up getting basically nothing for it, to be honest with you. And I thought, you know, how sad that is. And the judge made in his comment at the end, in his sentencing thing, the comment that I made, he made the comment, he said, this girl, he said, you have, ma'am, he said, a low regard for human life. And I read that and I thought to myself, well, you ain't giving her no time. You ain't got much of a regard for yourself, for human life. But I'll leave that alone. But I said, you know, that's pretty bad. You think about today, I'm simply saying these are some evil days that we live in. These are some wicked times, and the enemy is at work. Amen. The devil is at work all around us, and we need to put on the whole armor of God. If we're going to stand for Him, if we're going to do what's right, if we're going to keep on going and be able to stand and withstand, as the Bible says here, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. And then it goes into the pieces of armor, and we're going to talk about three this morning, and we'll talk about the others tonight. And you've heard these things many times before. This is nothing new, I know. Probably heard them ever since Sunday school. But it's what the Lord laid on my heart this morning, because we're in a battle today, and we need to remember that. That we're in a battle, and the devil is coming constantly at us with new tricks and old tricks that seem new. You say, what do you mean? Well, there's nothing new. Amen. The devil has been trying the same tricks for years and years and years. And sometimes he'll say, well, that trick ain't. Let me try this trick on this person. Let me try that wile on them. And he'll take and bring back up something that years ago had been defeated, if you will, for the most part. And he'll try to bring back up those same things to attack his people and to attack the church today. He knows what to do. And if we don't have the whole armor of God on, we'll fall. Amen. We'll falter. We'll fail. We'll quit. And we need to have the whole armor of God on. So I ask you, what are you wearing this morning? I hope we're wearing the whole armor of God. In verse 14, he says the first part of it. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Amen. We need to have our loins girt about with truth. So in other words, the first piece of the armor this morning is the loins being girt with truth. Amen. That's the first piece of the armor. You think about here, I looked it up just to make sure I was right and accurate before I said anything wrong. The loins being girt about with truth is talking about the belt. Amen. In other words, they would have that belt, that area there, and it would take, and that was important because that girt that they had, the loins girt with that, was what would hold up, if you will, the rest of the armor. Amen. It was what would hold everything up on them. And you think about when you went into battle, you needed to have everything held up. You say, when I think about this in particular, this, we're going to get into this later tonight. But one of the things that would be girt usually about them in this area would be what? The sword. And if you're going to take and be fighting in a battle, you need to have everything tightened up real good, ready to go in to fight. You say, what do you mean? I think about, this has happened to me several times at Bilo. It's not going to happen anymore because I'm not doing it anymore. But when I was younger, there were several different times where people would steal stuff. And I would take and run off out the store after them. Probably Brother Brent may have done that somewhere years ago. I don't know. But you run off after somebody. And they're running. And Brother Gary, there's several times I've caught them. And you know why? Not because I was faster, although sometimes I was, sometimes I wasn't. But it's because they were going like this the whole time. And their pants was falling down. And I thought about that when I read this verse. I said, you know, it's hard. I think about it was one particular incident over in Rock Hill on 72 where it used to be Winn-Dixie, and then Bilo bought it when all that happened, and the Bilo moved in where it still is now. And there was a guy. I was at the back of the store near the meat counter. And all of a sudden, one of the other guys, he told me, he said, there's a guy, he's stealing, he's running out with stuff. And that was there, and he took off toward the front, and I took off toward the front, and I didn't see nobody stealing nothing. But I seen him running, so I went running with him. And then as I was running toward the front, I seen somebody else run out the door, and another associate, let me say, run out the door. And I thought, man, he's done way up there. But I kept running anyway, so I took and I run. And I always said I know my strengths and weaknesses, and one of my strengths is running. Amen. I don't fight, I run. But anyway, so I took and I run, and I got up to the front of the store. I headed out the door. I passed the guy that was there with me, and I headed out the door down the sidewalk, and there was the assistant store manager, who's now my store manager, and he was huffing and puffing, about to give out of air and everything. I said, don't worry about it. I got him. He said, there he is. I said, okay. So I took off, and I kept running. I run up in the neighborhood, and then the store manager, he got in his truck. And he got in his truck, and he come down the road following behind. Here I am running after the guy all by myself. And I get up behind the guy, Brother Donald. And you know why I caught him? Because the whole time I seen him, he was running like this, and his pants kept falling, and he kept going like that as he was running. And I finally got up behind him. I said, well, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, what did you do?
I caught up with him. I said, what am I going to do? Jump on his back, you know. Pull down his pants. I thought about that later after the fact. That would have stopped him the way he was doing because he was worried about him. But anyway, but I took it and I said, well, I don't know why this thought came to mind. I said, yell at him. So I did. I got right behind him. I was right there behind him. And I said, hey, stop. And hey, sure enough, dog, it worked, Brother Gary. He stopped. He stopped right where he was, turned around, looked at me. He said, what? What? What do you mean, what? I'm chasing you all down the neighborhood. You know why? But anyway, he said, what? I said, I need the meat back, sir. I need my meat back. He reached down in his pants, it done fell everywhere, and pulled out the meat and gave it to me, went to give it to me. By then, the other manager had caught up, you know, and everything. And I looked at him, I said, there's your meat. And he took it. He got the meat. I didn't want to touch it. He got the meat. But I say, you know, I've caught several people that way. Why? Because they didn't have their loins girt. Amen. When you don't have your loins girt very well, and you're trying to run, you're in a battle, you're fighting, amen, guess what? You're going to wind up getting in trouble. Amen's what I'm saying. If you ain't got the loins girt, if you ain't got things held together and held up tightly in the way that they ought to be, buttoned and fastened down, we might say, then guess what? You're going to have some trouble when it comes to the enemy. You're going to have some trouble running the race, amen, that the Lord would have us to run for Him. You see here, those loins speak of the waist area. In other words, that belt that would hold up and hold on the armor. That's really what, when I thought about what's the purpose of those loins being girt, or a belt, if you will, the purpose of that belt is to hold things up and to hold things on. Amen. And you think about that's what, when we're in the battle for the Lord, We need to hold up the banner high. Amen. We need to hold up some standards in our lives. We need to hold up some things and don't let them drop down. Amen. Don't let them fall. Don't let them sag. Amen. There's plenty of sagging going on in people's clothing today. You see that everywhere you go. Hold them up. They come in all the time for job interviews, and I'm thinking they need a belt. Amen. They need to be held up. But another thing is to hold on. Amen. It holds on everything else and keeps it in the right position, in the right place where it ought to be. So many today I had in my notes are dropping their armor and running, amen, away from the battle. You say why? Because their loins aren't girt with truth. Amen. In other words, they've been doing things on why mama said, or what daddy said, or what the preacher said. And their own personal loins, they don't have the whole armor on. Their loins ain't girt with truth. Their belt's loose because their belt is only there because it's based on what somebody else has told them. They don't have no clue. So when the enemy and the attacks and the devil comes along, what happens? Their belt's not held up. It's not held on really well. And guess what happens? They drop. I'm simply saying today we need to take and stand for the Lord and for what's right. And if we're going to ever do that and fight in the battle, we got to first have those loins girt about with truth. That's the purpose. So many today dropping out, running away, quitting on God. Why? Because they're not held up by the truth of His Word. Amen. You think about today, I already answered it, but I'll say it anyway. Where do we find the truth at? Does anybody know? The Bible. Amen. That's where the truth is. We've got to have God's Word to hold us up. Amen. To hold us up in this battle. If we're going to fight for Him, we've got to have our loins girt about with His truth. Amen. We've got to know what the Word of God says if we're going to stand for Him. Instead today, many are taken and they're trying to run with a new belt. They're trying to run with what sounds good. They're trying to run with what feels good to them rather than running with what the Word of God says. Amen. Many today are trying to run with what they think is the right thing to do when instead they need to run with the truth. Amen. They need to run with the truth and not run with the lie. Amen. They need to not run with the wrong crowd but run with the Bible. Amen. And what it says. And that they may be able to withstand in the evil days that we live in today. This morning, keep your belt on. Amen. Keep your loins girt about with truth because it's what holds up everything else. Amen. It's what'll hold up everything else. I think about 2 Timothy, a good verse of Scripture the Lord reminded me of even this morning. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy 3 and verse number 16. As Paul told Timothy here in 2 Timothy 3:16, he said, verse 15, we back up. Verse 14, actually, but says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Continue in them. Keep going. We could even go back further, and he talks about persecution, and he said, evil men coming. You need to stand, he's telling him here. He said, continue in the things you've learned. Verse 15, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction of righteousness." But notice the last verse, "that the man of God may be perfect," and these last phrase, "thoroughly furnished unto all good works." In other words, that you might be able to take and stand in the evil day. Amen. In other words, the Word of God is what makes us thoroughly furnished. Amen. Thoroughly furnished. Usually we think about those words, thoroughly furnished, speak of like a house. Amen. A house that you go into and it's as... When I was looking for a house, Jerry Robertson told me many times, he said, "This house, it's move-in ready." Amen. It's ready to go. Sometimes it wasn't. Sometimes it wasn't. Depends on your opinion of thoroughly furnished. But I'll leave that alone. Thoroughly furnished. Amen. It's ready to go. And you think about the same thing's true when it comes to fighting in the battle for the Lord. Amen. If we've got the Word of God that's holding everything together and have our loins girt about with truth, then guess what? We'll be thoroughly furnished to do what the Lord wants us to do. Amen. And thoroughly furnished for the battle that the Lord would have us to be in. So it said, first off, he said, our loins girt about with truth. Now back in Ephesians 6,